WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear as well. So we've been talking about fire hazards and different ways to prepare for them and prevent them. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Carol?
There's only a couple things, well, one thing really, that I was thinking about, and that's to teach the little ones, the real young ones, your phone number and your address. Because I remember when I was a child, they never did that. I had to wait till I was older to really remember everything. And have it written down so the kids could understand and see it. Even when they go to school, in case there's an emergency and they need help, they know the phone number to call and the address for the police department to take them to.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. So is there anything else that you'd like to share, Carol?
Also that when there is a fire in the house, that there is, the fire goes, you know, upward. The heat goes up. So you need to always stay real low to the ground and when you're trying to get out.
Yes, ma'am. That's totally correct. That makes total sense to me. So that would be kind of hard if it's a quick fire and you're trying to get your kids out to help them remember that. Well, thank you for that, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marsha available?
Yes, this is WQZA 709, and I want to say a whiskey, Quebec. Okay, 709.
Copy that. WQZA 709, Marsha, is there anything else you'd like to share?
I really liked what Carol said about teaching the children how to do things.
Yep, I think we all totally agree. And those with children out there, they're probably a little bit more aware now, and they might be looking in that respect. As I said, it's that time of year with folks putting up Christmas decorations and trees and things like that, that it's really good to be prepared ahead of time. Well, thank you, Carol and Marsha, for sharing. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Well, hello, this is WRKV 487 Kimber. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. We've been talking about preparing for fire and that sort of thing. Ladies have offered some ideas about preventing and that sort of thing. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
Oh, yeah, I have a few things. So talking about the fire, about the book, Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, pretty cool. Notes that I took on these two pages are how your home can be fully involved in less than 2 minutes. That's a very, very short amount of time. Definitely takes practice, especially with the little ones. And I like what Carol said, making them aware of their address and phone number. So if they need to call emergency services, they can. That's always a good thing. And then turning over to page six, I noted sleeping with your door closed, it can give you extra time and protection from smoke while the alarms go off. Break. That kind of struck a chord with me because we sleep with our bedroom doors open because I like to hear what's going on in the rest of the house. And also the ventilation's great because it gets stuffy if we leave our doors closed. I don't like to open windows too much. Anyway, and also to panic can slow you down, so know what to do and how to do it, whatever you can to help prevent your panicking, because our minds just go berserk when we panic. So That's it there. I wanted to say that I saw Lee today, and I got her radio set up to speak on the Phoenix Repeater. That's good. And also there's a lady from Lakeview that wants to join us tonight. She got on before the net break. Would you like me to talk about the Emron net?
Yes, please.
Okie dokie. So the Emron net, as many of you already know, is Sunday night at 7 p.m. on this repeater system. Emron is a group of people that hang around together and give you news and can take emergency calls during emergencies and times when radio may be the only form of communication we have. Emron's there, just like ARIS and other emergency services. So it's pretty good to be aware of that. We have our check-in at 7 p.m. We read an intelligence brief, which is encrypted news from around the local region and the world. And then we do our Channel 3 check-ins, which is practicing off the repeater using Channel 3 on your radios. And many of you have your radios programmed to do that, FRS and MERS Channel 3. Some people are even on CB. So break. Golly, I thought I was going to time out on that one. So at 7 p.m. Sunday nights, Emron Net, and then you can practice on your radio, Channel 3. We take questions and stuff like that. So everybody needs to get used to how important it is to be able to speak on the radio and call out off the repeater to people in your local area and get to know your community and who can help and who can't. It's very, very important, so I hope you all can practice that and join us for the Emron Net, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Thanks, Karen. Back to Net.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that information, Kimber. And also, what she said about the panic part, that's the whole purpose of practicing and the drills and different type things, because if it just comes to you because you've practiced it and practiced it and practiced it, then the panic is not going to set in as bad. So very good ideas. Thank you, Kimber. 359, we appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. Thank you for sharing. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? WROY 384 Diana, I copy. Copy that, Diana. You're a little bit staticky, but I'm sure that's probably mostly atmospheric. So the ladies have been talking about our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. We're talking about preventing and being prepared for fire hazards. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Diana?
I had an experience once with candles, and I would say if you like to burn candles, don't ever go out of the room and leave candles burning.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. Is there anything else? I'm sorry you had an experience like that. Is there anything else, Diana?
No, but it just did teach me a lesson, and so I don't buy candles unless they're in a glass jar. Sure. But anyway, no, this is a great refresher course. Good ideas. Thanks.
Copy that. Yeah, that makes total sense to me. I know it sounds kind of silly, but I do have some candles when I need a candle that they're automatic shut off, so they turn on at a certain time and they shut off at a certain time. And there are others that have remote controls, and they're not actually candles, but they do light up areas and they turn off by themselves. So that's an idea. 359. Well, thank you for sharing that, Diana. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359. Moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Well, hello. WRPJ 605 here. Checking in from O'Brien. Copy you loud and clear.
Copy that, Judy. There's a little bit of static in the background, but not too bad. We can hear you pretty clearly. So we've been talking about page 5 and 6 in our Family Preparedness Handbook, And we've been talking about preventing and being prepared for fire hazards. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
Well, I just came in at the last minute. I was in the kitchen cooking. But one of the things that I really like is the service that emergency services or resiliency fire program, somewhere from its Grants Pass program, that provides people to come out and to do fire clearing of your property. And last year, I had about 10, you know, older youth that came out and did a wonderful job. And so I tell everybody to take advantage of that when that comes out. And I will announce it when it does come out. It'll probably be after the first of the year. I'm sorry, more towards spring. But anyways, so that's a really good thing to do. And that is probably about it for me. Would you like me to announce the IVARC next?
Yes, please. Is that through the county or is that through like ODF or somebody?
You know, I had received the email and I'm not remembering what department or office it was, but it was like a fire resiliency program and they had, I'll look it up and I will get the information and next week I will let you guys know the official information. How's that? Okay. And IVARC meets the second Tuesday of the month, 6 to 8. And we have met on Monday night. We start at 7 p.m. with the GMRS, and then we move over to unlicensed radio-to-radio, FRS and MERS, where we do relays, and people find out who's in what neighborhood and who can relay for who and who can you talk to. Just directly on the radio. It's a really good practice, and you can set up neighborhood groups that way. That's probably all I've got. Thank you so much for doing the net, Karen. Love the Patriot ladies. And everybody have a good evening. WRPJ 605. Clear and monitored.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing all that, Judy, and we'll hear from you in the near future. Like you said, you probably won't know until about spring, but when you're aware of when that's happening, that'd be great if you'd let us know. And thank you for sharing all that, and we love you too, and thanks for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPL 826 Sioux, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRPL 826 Sioux. Hear you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, Sioux. So we've been talking about preventing and preparing for fire hazards. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Sioux?
Well, my husband built a water tender trailer, and we've been cleaning up the area. Hopefully, we won't have any fires this summer.
Copy that. Well, hopefully, yeah, that makes total sense. We've been talking more about what you can do in your home, though, as well, because Christmas is coming, and there's decorations and Christmas trees and that sort of thing. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sue?
No, I'm just got in and I'm sitting by the fire.
Copy that. Well, stay safe and warm. Well, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJX 597 Jill, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Hey Karen, I was with Jill today and she asked me to check in for her. This is WRKB 487 checking in for Jill.
Copy that. Well, thank you for that, Kimber. Appreciate it. So, 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801, Bobby May, radio check for Patriot. Ladies, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRNN 801, Bobby May, I copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear as well. So we've been talking about preparing and preventing fire hazards in your home. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Bobby May?
I don't have much other than what was said, but I do have access out of every room of this small house of mine. It's a very small house. It's under 1,000 feet, but I do have emergency exits in every room, and I do not sleep with my doors closed. I cannot do it, so my doors are open. I just have to keep aware, but we do have smoke alarms in every room, but it's not going to give us much of a chance in a double-wide trailer to go up so fast.
Copy that. Well, that one makes sense. And at the very beginning, it said that your home can go up within 2 minutes. So that's pretty scary. Well, you have your door open and you've got the fire alarms in every room. So that's awesome. Anything else you'd like to share, Bobby May?
I think that's about it. Other than I said last week, I have my well in. I'm getting 8 gallons a minute, and the pump is supposed to be coming in this next week. And I'll be a happy camper.
Copy that. Well, that's totally awesome. Well, thank you for that, and hope all is well. Everything goes well with your well. Anyway, thank you, Bobby May, for sharing. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRJY 779 Chantel. She was unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423 Kristen, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRXR 423 Kristen, and I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. I read you loud and clear as well. So the ladies have been talking about preparing and preventing fire hazards. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kristen?
So I've just kind of been listening and had a few distractions, so I don't have anything to add to tonight, but thanks for all the good info, and thanks for doing the net.
Copy that. Well, thank you for participating in the net. Next week, we're going to be talking about types of smoke detectors and fire extinguishers, so another topic as well. Well, thank you for sharing, Kristen. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRZL 684 Lee, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy?